Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast, The Unraveling with Miles Dre. Well, this segment is just going to be covering an introductory part of this particular podcast. Who your podcast host is, what makes this podcast unique, what makes it special, what makes it different, that particular difference that you want to get from here that you can actually get from other podcasters. And I'll just basically go straight to the point. My name is Ayomide Odulami Miles. I am your host. I'm from Nigeria. Ogun State is my state of origin. I schooled in Ogun State. My secondary school is Methodist High School, Aribajo. It's a very popular school like that in Ogun State, Ifo area. I did my university days in Igbesa, Ogun State Institute of Technology. I'm actually still running a program as well in Crawford University, also located in Igbesa, Adoduota. And that basically speaks more about my educational background. I previously worked at Vigimic Industry, Nigerian Limited. And after that, I currently work with a fintech company, Moneypoint Incorporation, formerly known as TeamApp. That's basically all about me. I'm single, and I think we'll get to know ourselves the more while we are sharing experiences and all that. So what is this podcast all about? What are you learning there? So now, have you thought about it that, okay, if there's a machine that could take you back in time and you wonder, if I am to make a decision I made in the past, if I have actually taken some steps or I have actually chosen this other option, would I still be where I am today? You know, this kind of things comes to us. Though we cannot all control things that happen, nature's have it that nature just takes you where you don't want to be, then it tends to affect how you think, your option of picking out something. And these kind of things, you tend to ask yourself, oh, if this is there, then if my experience is there, then, because obviously you are now more older and you tend to look back and feel like, oh, if I've actually done this, probably I would not even be in these shoes. Did you get the aspect of this? So now, from the word unraveling, we are here now to now investigate, you know, think about it, go deeper. From that word unravel, which means investigate, untangle, you know, finding a solution, solving a particular mystery that you are in, and you feel like, oh, why am I having this? Why am I getting this particular this result at this moment? So when we investigate, we tend to see how we can rebuild, how we can get there, how we can have more experience, more established in these kinds of points, those points we are actually going to be talking about in this podcast. Do you know your habits affect your options of picking out things? In fact, your habits or your character has actually taken you to where you are today, one way or the other. Some of us, we have these excuses we give ourselves. We are always giving excuses in our head. Oh, don't worry. This is the reason why I am here. You're giving yourself like this excuse that, oh no, yes, it's because of destiny. Obviously, maybe I would have been here. Then we tend to give excuses for every little thing. How we think is also something to look about. Then also, we'll be touching the love, dating life experiences. When you want to choose your partner, you feel like, oh, this is this, this is that. But you forgot that you're here today because you pick Jessica over Rebecca, or you pick John over Bulu. Now, what are we talking about here is that you're making a decision then, or you are even about to make a decision now, and there are some things you did not actually look at, or maybe something influenced the other and you picked a particular option, and now you're seeing some result, or you that you are yet to pick, and you're still like, between these, what should I go for? Now, these are the things we just want to share experiences about. You know, some people have they see red flags. Red flags is option. You have seen it. You have seen this red flag. And because of one thing or the other, you still pick that particular person. Or I don't know what actually influenced that picking. It could be friends, could be anything, could be family, could be, you know, etc. I don't want to go deep now. Then our usage of words, how it has brought us to where we are now. Maybe if our manner of approach has been different in the past, maybe we won't be here, or maybe we would have gone better than this. Or maybe if you did not actually pick that, you did not actually use that right word then, or you didn't know how to limit your usage of word then, maybe you will not even be where you are now. Not all of us, or not everyone is actually successful, and not everyone is actually not unsuccessful. Did you get? So now, we're also going to be touching how to talk to people, how to approach people. That's basically, you know, your greetings, your humbleness, your politeness, everything. This is not all about dating. It's not all about, not all about friendship. It could actually be in your business area. It could be in your organization. It could be anywhere whatsoever. The way you speak, your manner of approach. We all have lessons to have learned. Maybe one way or the other, your first day at the job, there's a way you did. You were scared. You don't even know how to go. It is not your fault. I'm just saying, did you get that there are some things like that that you don't know, you don't have that courage to speak to people? Yeah, we're going to be tweeting that here as well. How to energize our mind? Yes, obviously, we have to energize our mind, to train our mind on how to think, how to do a lot of things. You know, sometimes like that, you need to think fast. Sometimes you even need to think slow, just as we have it. There's some place where you are allowed to speak, and there are some places where you are not even supposed to say anything at all. You have to keep short and what? Listening. And there's some place whereby no, you have to say one or two things. How to organize yourself? Organize yourself to be very good. Organize yourself in your timing limit, in your goal settings, how to set out your objectives, you know, how to build your family, the wings of life. There are lots and lots, and in fact, how to think like a monk. There are lots and lots and lots of words and lessons in this particular topic that we are having, and there are a lot of things to investigate. Yes, I will be going solo in this podcast, but that does not mean I will not be inviting some, you know, guest hosts to come in, share with us. And again, I'll be asking people from the outside, you know, ask questions. It could be actually through a voice call. It could actually be through their voice messages recorded. We would have asked them this question. They give us a voice record, and we play it on our podcast show. And by this, we get to understand that, okay, yes, this is what this person have done. If this person have not actually chose this, maybe it will be here. maybe because he chose this particular part. This is why this person is actually here at that very moment. And I can promise you all, you are all going to enjoy this particular time you'll be living out to listen to this talks, these topics, these ideas you could actually use. The new, pick up a good for yourself, make yourself different. Listen to a good podcast, go out and be a different person. Refreshed brain, refreshed mind, clear possibilities of being successful. And you know, by this, I know you will get to that very aim you're aiming for, that particular goal you're aiming for. You will get there, and we all enjoy ourselves. There are places where we'll be having fun, because obviously there are some topics that are very fun, they are fun like topics, and I think everybody will be expressing themselves, and there will be a question and answer for everyone as well to actually pick from. You know, ask yourself one or two things. Then you can also drop a comment every time. Then my social media handles, everything I'll be providing it on my how would I call it, on my bio and all that. Thank you very much. I just want to say I love you all. God bless. Bye bye.